Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, and welcome to the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Catherine Gordon. Catherine is a Bowen therapist and student who has just finished her Module 12. I thought she had some great experience to talk to you about being a student and a Bowen therapy student. And also during the Module 12, Catherine did a presentation on her research unit that she had to do as part of a diploma course in Bowen therapy. And I'm going to have a chat to Catherine about that in a moment. But first of all, Catherine, I'd like to know, how did you hear about Bowen therapy in the first place?
Bowen therapy, I was introduced to by my sister, who's a facial kinetist. And I met her in Melbourne. She lives in Queensland. She came down for a conference. So I was catching up, and you actually walked in to do a presentation to a boy in a wheelchair.
Oh, for the Tom Bowen Legacy Trust Fund.
That's correct. So that's where it started. And I was running a gym at the time, and I had a beautiful lady come through, and we hadn't seen her for a bit, and she wanted to go on to medical hold. She had bilateral frozen shoulders. And she said, you know, I've done everything, no one can help me. And I said, hang on a minute, someone might be able to help you. And that's when I Googled your name and gave her the information, and I said, give this guy a call.
Okay.
And went about my business and came back, and your website was still sitting up there, and down the side it said training dates. I thought, oh, hello, I'll have a little read. I knew that there was something missing in how I was looking after people, whether it was through the gym or being a nurse.
I was going to say, because you do have other qualifications, yeah, don't you? Quite
absolutely.
Extensive qualifications. Mm. So you said you're a registered nurse.
That's right.
And what areas of expertise in particular? Or did you work in the acute setting, or where were you working at the time?
I've been nursing for just over 30 years now. And the last 18, I've been focused on women's health. So I've been employed by local GPs who recognised that in our area, a lot of women were going out of town for their women's health care, because we didn't have access to female doctors. And they wanted to be able to care for women holistically. So bringing on myself with the training in sexual and reproductive health enabled them to actually provide that service. So I've been specialising in women's health for that time.
Great. Okay. And you felt that even in that there was something else that you wanted to know, or something else that seemed to be missing in your practice? Because you said you also were running a gym. I think when I met you, I've never met a busier woman. You were doing about 15 things at the time, but felt that there was something else that was missing.
Yeah. I loved the fact that I could work as a practitioner in whatever field, but the qualifications that I had were limiting me in taking that further and being able to actually treat. I could do screening tests, or I could make recommendations, and I could do education, but I couldn't fix what was going on. And certainly within the gym area, a lot of people with disease, so arthritis or osteoporosis, those sorts of things, I could educate, but what else were you doing? So there's, and I knew in our town that there was still that missing factor. So I suppose being in business, you see those gaps in service.
Right.
So I was already filling one as a women's health nurse, but I knew that there was others within other modalities. So I was sort of drawn to find something where I could take that little bit further of a step in someone's course of the regaining of health.
Mm. Okay. Hmm. And obviously through your sister doing facial kinetics, as she learnt that as a form of Bowen. So she connected with you on that. Did you ask her about training? How did that sort of come about? Or she just introduced you to me and you sort of went from there?
I did go from there, and I had had conversations with her in the past. She said, it's a great modality. And she would often tell me about clients that she was seeing and the success that she was getting with that and how amazing that was. And she's a teacher by trade. And would often talk to me when she had anatomy questions or disease questions, right, because she didn't have that knowledge and she wanted to bounce off someone what she was seeing and to get it in real terms, you know, what am I looking at? This is what I'm seeing, but what is it?
Right.
So I've been part of her journey. So it was interesting to say, okay, well, I actually have a fair bit of knowledge I could apply to this. And then learn the skills in that area.
Yeah. So, and how's it been? Has it been 2 years or 2.5 years since you started? I'm trying to think how long ago you started. About two years ago.
March 2015.
Right.
In Cert 4.
Right.
Module 1.
It's been quite a ride for you. And from beginning to end, how have you gone through the, how would you sort of describe your path through the course?
I have to say that the Cert 4 for me came very naturally. Because I clicked with the information, I was excited by it, and I could see how I could use it. And also being part of this women's gym that I was running, I had a wonderful pool of women that I could say, this is what I'm doing, would you mind, you know, letting me work on you? Or so because we needed that experience, I had lots of people putting their hand up saying, pick me, yeah, you know, practice on me, that's okay.
So you had no trouble getting people to practice on?
No. So my logbook hours clocked up very, very quickly, and I think with that then my experience and my confidence in what I was doing, and being in a small town, I think that that's actually quite beneficial, being in a small business, because it's word of mouth that is your best advertising. So I had this whole group of women who felt confident in me looking after them, and it just spread from there. So I still, to this day, haven't advertised my business.
Fantastic. Great. And through the course, have there been any difficult spots for you? Have there been any sort of areas where you really had to push through?
I think learning the outside of my nursing scope was different. I think I'd stepped outside of that anyway, studying that sports science type area that I needed to run a gym. So I'd already stepped outside of the Western medicine as such in that confined care. So even just taking on things like trigger points and meridians, and it was all foreign to me.
And probably so fascia as well would be an area that is emerging you might not have learned about in your nursing or anything like that.
Yeah, certainly knew the muscles, but didn't understand the tension of muscles.
Right.
We know you've got tight muscles or muscles that don't work because they're torn or they're injured, but didn't really understand the guts of how they work and how they keep you upright.
Great. So highlights then. So is that one of the highlights? Highlights of your training?
I would agree that has just enhanced my whole awareness of what we do on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, all of that interacts.
Great. So where to from here? You've done module 12. Okay, you have. And you're virtually done, finished. A couple of bits and pieces to do from some online units. Where to from here for you?
I'll be continuing to work with my Bowen therapy. At the moment I'm doing 2.5 days a week, 4 Bowen therapy sessions within town. And I have another 3 days where I'm nursing, so I'm back in the hospital 1 day a week and still at the doctor's rooms 2 days a week. So at the moment, that's suiting me. I like the flexibility of the different work and interacting with different people in different ways. And certainly, I think that as a Bowen therapist, I'm getting the benefits of those outside relationships that I'm forming through my other jobs. So I think that it sort of feeds, and it's quite synergistic in that care factor, you know. All of the roles that I do are caring roles, and it just they marry really, really well together.
Then you're really enjoying having that hands-on component now that you can actually do some treatment with and assist people.
Oh, absolutely. And I've loved the case studies because we've had that focused care and we have had resolution of symptoms. And for us to have, you know, a little 6-year-old who's never been dry to finally not wetting their bed, or, you know, someone that hasn't been able to turn their head for 20 years finally be able to look over their shoulder. All of that is just so exciting because we're getting people well and healthy and enjoying their life, which is what they're supposed to be doing.
Fantastic. Now, as part of your diploma, you had to do a research unit, a unit on research, and you chose quite a difficult area because you were looking at, well, probably best if you explain it. So if you can sort of try and, it was a big study, but if you can sort of try and put it into simple terms so we can sort of maybe nut it out a little bit.
Okay. So recently we've had a new cancer centre open in our local town that's focused on bringing cancer therapy for some of our patients suffering from cancer. And within that, I got an understanding that it wasn't just chemotherapy that they were receiving, it was a lot of other drugs that support them. And one of the ones that flagged for me was a drug called Zometa.
Zometa.
Zometa, Z-O-M-E-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of a bisphosphonate class of drugs, and their job is to help rebuild bone thinning from cancer therapy, as well as other stuff. So there's other bisphosphonates on the market like Fosamax and Prolia, which people have for osteoporosis.
Yep.
So it's a common class of drug, but this one is specifically to help in that cancer journey because the cancer releases a lot of calcium. So this Zometa shuts that calcium down. But the biggest problem with the Zometa is it comes with a lot of side effects.
Right.
And sometimes more side effects than the chemotherapy itself. So I was looking at how bone therapy could help with that, because the leaflets for this medication say, yes, you are going to have side effects, but this is what you take and this is what you do to try and reduce them or take away the pain. Or so the underlying cause of it, when I did the research study and looked at other literature and went a little bit deeper, was that there was an imbalance of the fluid levels in the body. So that loss of homeostasis made them symptomatic.
So that caused a lot of the symptoms, the side effects that that they said the drug would cause.
Yes.
The main cause of those side effects you felt was fluid imbalance.
Yes. Hmm. So when I was connecting all of the information that was coming in terms of the drug information and what it was showing up, I found a research paper that looked at the hydration of patients having bisphosphonate therapy and how important it was. And within that study, done by scientists, they were looking at the clearance of creatinine from the body. And I realised that the side effect list from Zometa therapy and the side effects of having high creatinine in the body almost were tick box perfect.
Okay. So creatinine is a toxin or a byproduct from kidney function?
Was cleared by the kidneys,
yep.
Absolutely. But you need to be well hydrated. You need to have good kidney function for that. And if there's an imbalance in the body, it makes that clearance very, very difficult. So they had scientific tools that could say, yes, if they're well hydrated, they've got a better chance of clearing the creatinine out of their body. So it was, for me, it was almost that missing link where we know Bowen therapy works and we see the changes in the patients and we see the return to wellness. And this was another area was saying, well, this is actually somewhere we could prove it works.
Right.
We could actually say, let's measure a patient prior to their treatment and let's measure after, you know, what happens? What happens to the body?
Right.
So what came out for me was the better homeostasis we had, the less side effects or even the loss of side effects from that. So there was, you know, certainly one patient that didn't have muscle pain or nausea or restless legs or sleeplessness after she'd had bone therapy.
So before she'd had the bone therapy and she was having the drug, she would have these side effects?
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah. So she'd have terrible muscle ache, which she finally tried to use magnesium with, and she got some relief, but it certainly didn't take it away completely. And throughout the research, we also discovered that the closer that bone therapy was to her injection time, the better results she had as well. So we would try and time it so that she would have that a treatment 24 to 48 hours before her Zometer, and she was confident and that she knew that there weren't going to be any aches and pains for the next couple of days.
Right, and a bit, and that sort of bore fruit. That happened each time you had a treatment with it, that she was a lot better managing her chemo and her Zometer injection part of that.
Yes.
That's interesting because that anecdotally we have, and quite a number of therapists using Bowen, we treat just prior to a chemotherapy session, whether it's if they're going to have a big session, or they might be having it every 3 weeks or something like that. We're finding that treating just before a chemotherapy session seems to help with a lot of these symptoms. So building on what you're talking about, maybe one of the reasons why it seems to be able to help reduce the symptoms from the chemotherapy that they're getting. So whether that is nausea or muscle aches or those types of variable symptoms that people get from chemotherapy in general.
Mm.
So would this be a common drug that people would be given along with chemotherapy? So a lot of people might be on this?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, because one of the as I said, the side effects from the cancer itself is that it causes this high calcium levels,
blood
levels.
And we need the Zometer to reduce that bone thinning.
That's right. So, yeah, the Zometer actually stops the bone being broken down, the old bone, and it allows the new bone to be built on top of it. So you get less calcium being released into the blood, as well as that improved bone density.
Right. And were there any times when this lady you're talking about able to get a treatment every time? Did she sort of have any, were there any times when she didn't get her Bowen and notice a difference? Was that something that you were able to sort of see, or you were able to treat her each time?
We had set up that we would treat her each time, but the complications from her chemotherapy, and she had to try different types of it, was because of the side effects. She was really reacting quite severely to some of them, so her schedule kept changing from time to time. And so even though we had all our schedules in, we'd try and fit them in. That, you know, I'd go and see her on a Monday and she'd be booked to have it on a Wednesday and it'd get delayed because she was either neutropenic or so she couldn't have the chemo,
well,
so they just held
it
over. Yeah. And so there was times where I couldn't get back to see her the Monday before, and she, you know, the oncologist would surprise her and go, well, let's treat you today. And so in that delay, it was over that 7 days, she certainly saw a change in her body and it wasn't as effective, and she did get symptomatic again.
So she got an exacerbation of the symptoms.
Yeah, and she then have to go back to the recommendations from their oncologist, which was the pain management side of it and taking Panadol and, you know, that sort of stuff to manage the symptoms.
Mm, terrific. Mm. And as a result of the work that you're able to do, where do you think, or how do you think this could be perhaps expanded, or is there this scope to sort of trial this type of work within using the Bowen context with cancer patients to sort of see that? So
I think it's a worthwhile trial. I would love this to go bigger than Ben-Hur, because in such a small part of our world, we've stumbled across a lovely, gentle modality that has improved the well-being of patients going through a really, really disgusting disease and treatment plan. And for our little bit of care, we've made their lives a little bit better, and it's quite measurable. So doing this research, you know, we can prove that it is successful. We can certainly have that.
So other than a subjective feedback from the client, are there any other measurables that you think would be able to be done from using a machine of some sort, or is there any other measurable that we could do to look at the fluid?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of ways. There's certainly looking at the creatinine clearance, and which is done with a urine test for the patient suffering from lymphedema. There's a machine called an LDEX machine, and that measures lymphedema in a particular limb, so it gives you some graded levels to actually work on. So there's tools out there that will give us numbers, and that, which is really what Western medicine are wanting from us. They want us to say, how can you prove that this works? We know it works because we see the results and how happy our patients are, but they're looking for those numbers. So there's a lot of potential to take this a long way and provide a non medicinal option of managing their care.
Great. I suppose it's great if we don't have to give them another drug to counteract the side effects of the other drugs, which are counteracting the side effects of the other drugs, then we've come a long way, haven't we?
Absolutely.
As well as that, giving them some hands-on care as part of that treatment rather than being such a medical and a difficult model. You know?
Absolutely. Mm. And I think I even enjoyed the fact that I could, within that research, care for the rest of the family as well. So there's always a partner or a carer or someone who's involved in that cancer journey. And being able to look after them along that journey and relieving a little bit of their anxiety and stress and tension as well, we could see the whole unit improving.
Fantastic.
So it was bigger than what the research really said.
Yes, it is. And, well, congratulations to you on taking on a difficult area of research. And certainly, you know, it would be great if someone did take this up. And, you know, we can hear the passion in your voice around this. So it would be great if someone did take this up and set up a clinical trial somewhere in the world with this, looking at the fluid imbalance and looking at the creatinine clearance around that and the way that correlates to the symptoms that they're getting from the drug side effects.
It'd be wonderful. It'd be my dream.
Good on you. Mm. All right. And who knows, you might be involved in that bigger study down the track.
You never know.
Look, it's been an absolute joy talking to you today.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm sure that the people listening to this podcast will agree with you. And when you say that it's such a fantastic modality that we've got, and we just need to get the word out there to train really good Bowen therapists like yourself, and then just take it to the world and get more people being treated, whether it be for helping them with their cancer journey, if you like, or their cancer treatment, or just helping them with a sore shoulder.
Mm.
Either way, it's great if we can help people.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Absolute pleasure.
Good on you. That's Catherine Gordon from Colac in Victoria, a wonderful Bowen therapist doing a fantastic job in a small town. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to her. I'm sure you have. This is Chris from the Bowen Buzz. Enjoy the buzz. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.